Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. The day of disillusionment, depth, and Saturnian integration. Today unfolds in two distinct acts. The timing matters. Early morning, act one. Moon in Scorpio at 20 degrees squares the sun in Aquarius at 20 degrees. This is the moment the sky stops letting you pretend. Scorpio moon pulls you into the emotional truth. Aquarius sun forces you to see the bigger pattern. 20 degrees brings the Saturnian undertone. Wisdom, rigor, melancholy. And the Saban symbol for the sun's degree? A disappointed and disillusioned woman courageously faces a seemingly empty life. It's the exact psychological script of the day. This is the disillusionment transit. Something you hope would hold does it. Something you thought was solid reveals its cracks. Something you've been avoiding stands in front of you. Not to punish you, but to strip away the illusions so integrity can begin. What could this look like? Scorpio wants emotional truth. Aquarius wants objective distance. One says, feel this shit. The other says, understand this shit. The friction, the two creates awareness. So today may reveal where expectations were unrealistic, where your projections replaced real perception, where you outgrew something before admitting it. Clarity can feel like loss at first, but it's actually the beginning of emotional sovereignty. Wisdom always costs an illusion. Then we get to act two, the trine. As the day winds down, the moon moves into a trine with Saturn in Pisces. This is the moment the emotional body finds its backbone. Saturn in Pisces, the exaltation sign of Venus, brings containment, maturity, spiritual discipline, the ability to metabolize what the square revealed. This is where the Saban symbol shifts from disillusionment to resilience. The emptiness you face becomes the foundation you rebuild on, the stabilizing hand. Saturn does not erase emotional intensity, it gives it structure. It reminds you that you are capable of holding complex feelings without collapsing under them. This aspect often brings a quiet emotional settling, not avoidance, not numbness, but grounded acceptance. You may notice yourself thinking, yo, I can handle this. I see what this is. I know what to do now. But quietly, in the background, all day, all night, Venus sits at the analytic degree, the critical degree, signaling the end of a relational cycle, end of value cycle, end of an illusion, and the Scorpio moon squares her. The relationship reality check. The final degree of any sign asks one question. What have you learned? And what can no longer continue? In Aquarius, Venus has been redefining connection through authenticity rather than obligation. Relationships built on convenience or quiet self-betrayal struggle under this light. Bonds rooted in respect and emotional spaciousness strengthen. Scorpio's involvement ensures that whatever surfaces cannot remain intellectual. You will feel the truth in your body. This energy can manifest as recognizing an emotional boundary, seeing someone more clearly, releasing an outdated attachment, understanding the true cost of maintaining peace where there is no alignment. But wait, there's more. The breakthrough tension, Venus at 29 degrees Aquarius, is separating from the square with Uranus at 27 degrees Taurus. This is the aftermath of Values Earthquake. The shock has already hit. Now you're processing what got shaken loose. Uranus and Taurus has been revolutionizing what you value, what you keep, what you're willing to stay attached to. Venus in Aquarius has been redefining connection through detachment and authenticity. The separating square means the crisis point has passed, but the integration work remains. What got disrupted in your relationships or values now needs conscious processing, especially under the Scorpio moon's emotional pressure. Don't go running off now, because everything in this configuration ultimately answers to Saturn, the big dog. Scorpio moon, ruled by Mars in Aquarius. Aquarius is ruled by Saturn. Venus is in Aquarius, ruled by Saturn. Saturn sits in Pisces. Yeah, it's Jupiter's rulership and Venus's exaltation, but Saturn sits in his own bounds. Saturn holds the reins. All roads lead back to Saturn in Pisces, who carries Venusian wisdom through exaltation. This tells us today is less about reaction and more about emotional adulthood. Pain is not the lesson. Resilience is. Today isn't soft or gentle. It's a Saturn day disguised as a moon day. So the sky is asking you, see what's real, feel what's true, release what is expired, and stand in the integrity that remains. The square exposes, the trine stabilizes, and Venus at 29 releases. Saturn integrates. So today, working with this energy, be honest with yourself. Self-reflection. Can you look in the mirror? How's your emotional boundaries? This is a good time for a meaningful conversation. If you're alone, do some research or deep focus. Intentional solitude. Releasing what you already know is complete. Avoid forcing decisions from a reactive place. Let the emotional information arrive first. Saturn supports responses rooted in wisdom rather than impulse. Trigger warning. This is the accountability call. If today strips away an illusion, do not rush to replace it. Stand in that clarity. There is strength in facing what is real, even when it carries melancholy. Especially then, because the truth is, you're not being hardened, you're being steady. And emotional steadiness is what allows your future to rest on something that can actually endure. The timeline, early morning, moon sun square brings the crisis of consciousness. Feel the Scorpio depth. Acknowledge the Aquarian need to step back. The melancholy is part of the process. Because by evening, by bedtime, Saturn provides the structure. Now you can ask, you know I got a question. How do I ground this intensity? What mature boundary or spiritual perspective can I apply? Throughout the day, Venus will be separating from her square to Uranus, meaning you're processing the aftermath of values shakeup. The moon square Venus forces you to feel what the disruption actually means. So today brings emotional weight, 20 degrees, wisdom, rigor, melancholy, and relationship challenges. Venus at 29 degrees, squared by the moon. But you're not navigating this alone. Saturn's trine provides the structure and maturity needed to meet these tests with strength. The woman facing the seemingly empty life, that's the archetypal challenge. Your job is facing it with integrity. Develop resilience and trust that what looks like a void is actually necessary clearing for the new growth. This is resilience training. This is the emotional adulthood. This is the moment the illusions dies and the real work begins. Get your ass up. If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Come to IamAstrologyReadings.com. Hit contact. Leave me a message there. If you want to have a private conversation with me, come to IamAstrologyReadings.com. Hit booking. I'd like to have that conversation with you. If you want to show your appreciation to I Am Astrology Readings, PayPal, Venmo, Cash App. I'm Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself and balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.